Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m. Currently 83 degrees here on the campus of UL Lafayette. A north breeze at about 10 miles per hour should remain partly cloudy overnight with a low of 65 degrees. A sunny day expected for a Wednesday with a high of around 86, 87 degrees. Again, currently 83 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Coming up at 4 o'clock, All Things Considered from NPR News, Judith Merriweather joins us at just before the top of the hour with a rundown of the events calendar. Music this hour features Donald Runicles conducting the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra featuring soprano Christine Brewer. They perform the Symphony No. 3, Opus 36 by Gorecki, his Symphony of Sorrowful Songs. Goretzky's Symphony No. 3, Opus 36, his Symphony of Sorrowful Songs. Performing were the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, Donald Runicles conducting, featuring soprano Christine Brewer. It's 10 minutes before the hour, 4 o'clock. This is KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles.
Look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. This week is Semaine de la Francophonie, the Creative Placemaking Summit. Tonight, at 6 o'clock at Nunu's in Arneville, there will be a one-hour presentation reintroducing practices, creative placemaking practices that have been proven to create results in communities. All interested persons are invited to attend. To find out more, you can email nunucollective@gmail.com or go to the Nunu Arts Collective website. That's tonight in Arneville. The next one is tomorrow evening in New Iberia. That will be at 5:30 at Shadows on the Tesh. And then in Washington, just north of Opelousas, 5:30, and that will be at the historic Washington Art Gallery. Again, all are invited to attend. Acting Up in Acadiana will hold auditions for Shakespeare's Merry Wives of Windsor this Wednesday, June 12th, from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. You can find out more by going to Acting Up in Acadiana, or you can call the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Wednesday, June 12th is the deadline to nominate women for the Women Who Mean Business Award. You can go to the Women United site at the United Way of Acadiana's website. I think they may have a Facebook page as well. Again, that's Wednesday, the deadline to nominate for Women Who Mean Business. At Cité des Arts, the play Final Flight continues the 13th through the 15th at 7:30 p.m. You can find out more through the Acadiana Rep website or Facebook page or by calling Cité des Arts. The Hilliard University Art Museum will have its summer exhibition opening reception this coming Friday, June 14th. From 4 until 6, it's a members reception. You can always become a member and attend that. And then the general public opening is from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Hilliard University Art Museum. A lot of new exhibits and some returning exhibits. You can find out more by going to the website, which is hilliardmuseum.org. Lots of summer camps for kids of all ages. Here on the UL campus, there is a forensic exploration camp, their third annual camp. There is an extra focus this summer on missing and at-risk children and adults. In addition to that, students will learn how to fingerprint, identify and analyze blood splatter and work crime scenes. It's for high school students in grades 9 through 12. I believe they also have an adult section. You can find out get more by calling the Criminal Justice Department at UL or going to their website, which is criminaljustice.louisiana.edu. There will also be a visual arts summer camp on the UL campus. It's for middle and high school students, grades 7 through 12. It will run July 8th through 12th and then July 15th through the 19th. Campers will be working with professional artists, people who make and teach art for a living. You can register at keeplearning.louisiana.edu. That's keeplearning.louisiana.edu. You can also call the Visual Arts Department at UL Lafayette. Again, it is for middle and high school students, grades 7 through 12. The first one is July 8th and the second week, July 15th. A filmmakers camp for students ages 15 through 17. It's a collaboration between Southern Screen and AOC. The camp runs June 17th through Friday, June 21st at AOC. For an application, you can go to southernscreen.org or you can call AOC. The Lafayette Science Museum has summer camps as well. You can find out more about all of the various camps by going to their website, lafayettesciencemuseum.org, or you can give them a call. There's a wide variety of camps. There's tech camps. There's sidewalk astronomy, just all kinds of summer camps in science and astronomy at the Lafayette Science Museum this summer. In Lake Charles, the Children's Theater Company has a number of summer theater workshops. There will be one for, again, all ages of kids are covered. There is a Shakespeare camp that will run in July, July 22nd through the 26th, Shakespeare Fun, and then Kids in Showbiz, July 29th. There are ones running in June, and you can go to their website, childrenstheater.cc, for a complete listing of all camps for kids. The Tesh Center for the Arts has summer camp as well, French camps, music camps, art camps. You can call the Tesh Center for the Arts in Brobridge or go to their website. Franklin, in the city of Franklin, there are also camps for kids. There's art, there's dance classes, lots of different camps, and you can find out more by contacting the Community Development Department at the City of Franklin. The Iberia Parish Libraries have camps for kids as well. I believe they've started already, but they run through the month of July. You can find out more about registering your child by calling the Iberia Parish Library or going to their website, iberialibrary.org. The inaugural South Louisiana Food Summit will take place June 17th through the 18th. Acadiana Food Alliance and Eat Lafayette are partnering to facilitate discussion on the local food economy. Anyone interested in local food, whether it's the practical issues or you're just interested in the subject matter, you can attend this food summit the 17th through the 18th. There will be lots of information. There will also be field trips. You can find out more by going to either the Acadiana Food Alliance or Eat Lafayette to register for this summit. You can also search for South Louisiana Food Summit. The Silverbacks will have their next performance on Friday, June 21st. It is a super collider that features Two for the Road, Splorange, and my other buddy Devin, along with the Silverbacks. You can find out more by going to their website or their Facebook page.
Support comes from the Hilliard University Art Museum, featuring three new exhibits, including video animation entitled Kota Izawa, Two Views, utilizing rotoscope animation of footage from films of iconic cultural status, and the painting and wood sculpture of Cliff Reznor, entitled Tripping Over Cyprus, an examination of how the artist places himself within the literal and cultural landscape of Louisiana. Also, Paths and Loops, automatic drawings by John Simont, Jr., a Louisiana native and software art pioneer. the Hilliard University Art Museum. Experience the arts. More at hilliardmuseum.org.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, listener-supported public radio for Acadiana. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.